Callieu, Brittany Virginia Jane, born 1995, was fined $2,000 under the Motor Vehicle Act, given a two-year driving prohibition, and ordered to pay a $300 victim surcharge for driving while prohibited, license suspended in Dawson Creek on February 22, 2022. Blanchard, Trent Frederick, born 1988, was fined $1,000 and given a one-year criminal driving prohibition for impaired driving in Pouce Coupe on August 12, 2022. Perry, Jason Marshall, born 1977, was fined $1,001.15 for failing to report required information to conservation officers in Terrace on August 8, 2020, and fined $501.15 for using, operating a motor vehicle within a closed area, both committed in Terrace in on August 8, 2020. Sinnes, Niall Peter David, born 1998, was fined $1,001.15 for failing to report required information to conservation officers in Squamish on August 9, 2020, and fined $501.15 for using, operating a motor vehicle within a closed area in Fort St. John on July 29, 2020. Sinnes, Peter, born 1971, was fined $1,001.15 for failing to report required information to conservation officers in Squamish on August 9, 2020, and fined $501.15 for using, operating a motor vehicle within a closed area in Fort St. John on July 29, 2020. McKay, Keith Alexander, born 1992, given a 60-day conditional sentence with 12 months probation for theft committed in Dawson Creek on March 20, 2022, and given a 30-day conditional sentence with 12 months probation for breach of probation in Dawson Creek on February 18, 2022. Kimmy, Gerald Andrew, born 1970, was sentenced to 12 months probation, fined $500, and assessed a $75 victim surcharge for failing to stop when requested by police in Cecil Lake on December 7, 2021. Sadlier, Wyatt Morgan, born 2002, was given a one-year $500 recognizance after allegation of assault committed in Dawson Creek on August 21, 2022. Trosky, Michael David, born 1990, was sentenced to time served for breach of a release order in Dawson Creek on May 23, 2022, and time served for breach of a release order in Prince George on June 21, 2022. Notes on sentencing. Suspended sentence. The judge convicts the accused but suspends sentencing, and instead releases them on conditions set out in a probation order. Conditional sentence. The judge gives the accused a jail term, but allows them to serve it in the community as long as they follow certain conditions. Often called house arrest. Conditional discharge. The accused's record won't show a conviction if they meet conditions the judge sets out in a probation order. Recognizance after allegation. An agreement to keep the peace and be of good behavior when the court finds there are reasonable grounds that a person will commit an offense. Victim surcharge. A fine levied by judges at their discretion during sentencing that goes toward helping victims of crime.